God, I love a good cup of coffee. I will say doing these podcasts has made me appreciate the morning time and coffee and how much coffee means to the morning time. So, on that note, good morning and welcome to season 2, episode 20. Episode 20, everyone, on 2 seasons. Man, I feel great. Getting back to it, welcome to season 2, episode 20 of Coffee with a Side of Artie. You guessed it, I'm Artie. If you can hear the background, then you know it's not music, as I usually do, and I'm not outside like I sometimes am. If you know what the background noise is, then you know what today's topic is about. If you don't, then I'll share with you. The background noise is the beginning of the movie Top Gun. And this movie was made in 1986. Excuse me. Got it. All right. Yes. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about Top Gun because a week ago, on May 13th, and I'm just looking at my calendar to make sure I have it right. Yes, May 13th, last Thursday, I went on Instagram, and it was apparently Top Gun Day. And with that being said, on Instagram, I do follow the Top Gun page, because before COVID happened, there was a big announcement made that there was going to be a sequel to Top Gun, and I got excited, and my dad got excited, and my mom. And I will say, seeing my parents get excited about a movie is exciting to me for many reasons, but mostly because I'm a big movie fan. I'm a big movie fanatic, you know, I'm a cineholic, if you will. And no, that doesn't mean I drink nothing but cinnamon stuff. It just means that I love cinema. And Top Gun, and this is crazy, I just recently discovered that Top Gun has a Rotten Tomato score of like 56, but it's like, I don't know how true this is, I feel like it's a really well-known movie. It's a really good movie. And again, it's a movie that my mom and dad love, and so hearing that they're making a sequel of it got me really excited, and showing my dad the trailer for it, seeing him get excited about it was awesome. It's always just awesome seeing my parents get excited about a new movie. But it's basically a sequel. Miles Teller is in it. Tom Cruise comes back as his character, Pete Mitchell, aka Maverick. That's his call sign because he's a Navy fighter pilot. And yeah, so getting back to it, so May 13th was Top Gun Day, and what was cool about it is on their Instagram profile, they had a little quiz, or they had a, on their story, they put up quizzes to see who really knew the movie, and one, I got the answers right, but two, I quizzed my mom and I quizzed my dad, and, you know, them being fans of this movie, they got the answers right, and it was awesome. I quizzed my little brother as well, and he got them right, but so it was just a really good movie. And then that night I went to go hang out with, or I went to spend the night at one of my best friend's house, Joe, and he's a big movie fanatic too. And so that weekend we ended up watching Top Gun, because you can't, it's Top Gun Day, so you have to watch Top Gun. And it's just a really good movie. It's a good movie, honestly, for everybody. It's insane how much it is. On iTunes, it's categorized in the action and adventure folder, but it has something for everybody. It does have action and adventure because it's about fighter pilots. It has a romance. You know, because Pete Mitchell ends up falling for one of his instructors. And then there's comedy in it. There's tragedy. It's insane how much is packed into this, let me see, let me pause it, into this hour and 45, or not even hour 50 movie. You know, it's got really good music that you can sing along to. It's insane. It has the song Take My Breath Away by Berlin, and you have to know that song. Like, it's just, it's such a classic, and it's a classic, but at the same time, I know people who find it just extremely annoying. And then you have, oh, I don't want to get it wrong. I'm going to look it up real quick. Okay, I got it. Okay. It has a Kenny Loggins classic, A Highway to the Danger Zone. Highway to the Danger Zone. So yeah, it has really good music. It has, like I said, just all types of genres of movies in it, and it's jam-packed, and it's awesome. And now I'm going to go into IMDb, the Internet Movie Database, so I can give you the synopsis. Well, first off, what I liked about this movie is that in the beginning, it talks about what Top Gun is. Because Top Gun is a real thing in California. I don't know. Well, it's a big thing in California. So in the beginning of the movie, you have like music playing. It shows you the an aircraft carrier and the aircrafts on it, and like them or like the Navy, the sailors, you know, getting ready to take off in their planes and helping and stuff. But these words come up on the screen, and it says, on March 3rd, 1969, the United States Navy established an elite school for the top 1% of its pilots. Its purpose was to teach the last art of aerial combat and to ensure that the handful of men who graduated were the best fighter pilots in the world. They succeeded. Today, the Navy calls it Fighter Weapons School. The Flyers call it, and then Top Gun appears, because it's the title of the movie, but they call it Top Gun. So that's basic, or Top Gun is a fighter pilot school. And then now, going into the synopsis, it goes, as students at the United States Navy's elite fighter weapons school compete to be the best in the class, one daring young pilot learns a few things from a civilian instructor that are not taught in the classroom. And it's just, it's a really good movie. It has Tom Cruise, you have Val Kilmer in it, Anthony Edwards, Meg Ryan comes out in it, and then Kelly McGillis. Those are like the big names. Oh, and Anthony Edwards, I'm sorry. And what's cool about it is, like, you see these fighter pilots, and they all have call signs. That's what they call them. And most people will look at them as, like, just nicknames, but it's call signs for each pilot and their co-pilot. Tom Cruise's call sign is Maverick. His co-pilot, Anthony Edwards' character's name is Goose. And, you know, me being who I am and stuff like that, I look at, you know, my friend Joe and I look at these movies, and we try to figure out who's who. And we figured out that in our special friendship, our relationship, I'm Maverick and he's Goose, because Goose is married to Meg Ryan. He has a kid, and I'm Goose's best friend. I'm Meg Ryan's character's, you know, friend. We're close, and, you know, their son, I'm close to their son. And it's just really cool. And, like, looking at all these other names, you have Merlin. Val Kilmer's name is Iceman, and he's kind of like the ball buster of Maverick. You have Viper and Jester, who are two of the instructors for this school. You have a gentleman named Cougar, Wolfman, Slider, Sundown, Hollywood, and I think that that's really cool. But again, this movie has like something for everybody, and I think that's awesome. So Getting back to it. So, yeah. So, Top Gun Day was May 13th. And I had this little quiz that I prepared for... Or not that I prepared, but that Top Gun had prepared for fans. And I shared it with my parents because this movie has been in my family for a long time. It's been a lot to my parents. It's been a lot to my dad because it's Navy. And in my household, we're big Navy people, you know. And with that being said, I do like showing this movie to people as much as I can, and I try to. I don't know, it's always been, like I said, it's been a part of my family for a long time, and showing it to people, you know, like, yeah, there might be some times that are boring, but, like, it has, like I said, it has something for everybody, and that's what I love about movies. And again, you have the sequel coming out. So this might be a recommendation, but it goes another way. After that, you know, my dad considered the quiz a little too easy because, like I said, he knows this movie extremely well. You know, there's only like a handful of movies that my dad can quote, and my dad can, or not, when I say a handful, I mean, and when I say, wow, I don't know why I said it that way. When I say a handful, I mean that he can quote from beginning to end. He has his own little trivia. And that's another thing about IMDb is that if you go down, they have trivia, they have goofs. And when I say goofs, I'm talking about like mistakes that the cameramans might have made or something like that, and editing, mistakes in editing and stuff. But my dad only, like, there's a handful of movies that he is proud to know front to back, beginning to end, quote. He has a little trivia and stuff like that. So then he said, I bet I can make a quiz for it. And I said, okay, do it. Let's go. And he's like, but it's going to be hard. And I was like, all right, let's go. I want to see it. So then he made the quiz. And I'm going to share with you his quiz because it is tough. And like, if you don't know the movie, you won't get any of it. Two, this quiz, like a lot of, my dad takes a lot of pride in it because mostly sailors will know the answers to it. And I find that awesome. All right, so I asked him to send me this quiz. It's like a 15 question quiz, but it's really good. So let's just get into it. So his first question was, when a pilot is on approach to land on an aircraft carrier, what does he have to call? And he put the call in quotations. And that actually just happened in the movie right now that's playing in the background. And the answer to that is the pilot has to say, call the ball. And that's because on the back of the plane, there is like a little hook that gets attached to a line on the aircraft carrier to help it slow it down when it lands, and to help catch it kind of when it lands. So the pilot has to say, he has to call the ball. The second question is, what plane did Duke Mitchell disappear in? And that one is more for the movie fandom, because Duke Mitchell plays Pete Mitchell's dad. And another big thing about this movie is Tom Cruise character is Pete Mitchell, Maverick. His dad, I don't know, and I'm still like a little shaky about like what happened, but his dad had done something and disappeared that kind of put the name Mitchell like in the mud, and it's been dragging Pete's name in the mud, and he's been kind of getting a lot of blah. No, that's not a good way to say it. His name's been through the mud, so he's gotten a lot of stink from others about it. So getting back to it, so my dad's question was, what plane did Duke Mitchell disappear in? And like I said, Duke Mitchell is Pete Mitchell's dad, and he disappeared in a plane that is called an F-4 Phantom. And if you want to, I'd say look that up because it's really cool. So right now, they just showed the name. Top Gun School is in Miramar, California, Fighter Town, USA. That's what it says right here. Just to give you a little more insight as to where they're at. All right, so that's question two. Question three is, what maneuver did Charlie say would work well? And again, that's more for the movie fandom. There's a scene where Pete Mitchell, aka Maverick, is kind of in like a study hall room, and he's studying, and Charlie, who is the female lead,
played by Kelly McGillis,
who also ends up being one of his instructors, she passes by, and she's intrigued by him because he pulled a move that nobody ever seemed possible or deemed possible, and she wants to learn more about it, but then they end up falling for each other even more. So again, she comes up and she says, or the question was, what maneuver did Charlie say would work well? So Pete Mitchell's kind of studying, and she walks up and she says, a rolling reversal would work well. And then they kind of have like a little talk, and then she kind of gives him like a little note with an address and a time, and she's like, hey, let's meet up. I want to talk more about... Well, she said... The little note said, let's meet up, basically. But it was because she wanted to learn more about how he pulled off the certain move that he did. On to the next question. My dad's next question was, what time did Charlie write down for dinner? Again, a question more for the movie than anything else. But this is what I'm talking about in the note. So in the note, she, like I said, gives him an address and gives him a time. So what time did Charlie write down for dinner? And my dad wanted to make sure that you get the whole thing right. So on the note, she wrote 5:30, but then she also put 5:30 sharp with 3 exclamation points to like tell him, like, don't ever be late and you better be here. Excuse me. Sorry about that. So my dad, you know, made sure that you said, like, if you answered this question, it was 5:30 sharp. The next one is for the movie, but it's also just for common knowledge of sailors, because my dad knows this. What plane do the Top Gun student pilots fly during the movie? And the answer to that is an F-14 Tomcat. And again, looking up these planes would be awesome, because they're just really cool. I mean, like, if you can imagine flying them, you know, even on YouTube, like, you see videos of people flying them, and they're just incredible to watch. So yeah, that's the answer, is an F-14 Tomcat. This one is kind of common knowledge, but again, for sailors, what is an unknown radar target often called over the radio? And the answer to that is bogey. And you know, being in the Navy, being a sailor, like, that's common knowledge. But if you're just a movie fanatic, you see a lot of Navy movies and they do say bogeys. And maybe it's all military. I'm not 100% sure. But yeah, they call them bogeys. They're like, hey, I got a bogey to my left, or I got a bogey behind me, like, help me and stuff like that. This one is like hardcore detailed in the movie, this question. So my dad's next question was, what state does Maverick have a patch of on the top left of his leather jacket? So again, this one you have to pay like extra close attention to the movie, because the answer is Texas. So yeah, you know, again, just paying like extra detailed attention to the movie just helps. The next question is, what color flower does Maverick leave for Charlie on her pillow? If you can't guess it by now, first off, spoiler alert, I'm sorry, I forgot to say that before this question, but Maverick and Charlie end up, you know, becoming a couple. And it's nice to see. Again, this movie does have, sorry for that, I had to move my leg around. It has romance in it. The answer to his question, though, is yellow. He leaves a yellow rose with a note saying, you know, that he had to go back to class or whatever. The next one is... for the movie, a detailed... he goes, on hop, and that's in quotations, on hop 19, how many points behind is Maverick from Iceman? And the answer to that is 2. And this is when they're getting close to the end of Top Gun school. This one's for the movie, or for like paying attention to the movie. What is Michael Ironside's call sign during the movie? And that answer is Jester. Man, I have trouble saying that word, and my parents were making fun of me when I actually took this quiz. I kept saying gesture, and it's Jester. I hate that I do that, but it's whatever. Again, here's another detailed one from the movie. The next question is, what squadron does Goose have on the front of his flight helmet? And like I said, this one you have to pay extra close attention to the movie. But the answer is VF-1. It's insane. You know, that my dad looks at these details, you know, and like, you know, it's crazy because like, maybe that's where I get like, my love for cinema and my love for details in cinema is because of my dad. And my mom does it too. My mom does it for her movies. But, like, it's intense, you know? Like looking at that, I was like, when I took this quiz, I was like, man, like, I've never actually really paid attention to Goose's helmet, and I feel really dumb not doing it. This one is for the movie, but it's also for sailors to know a little bit more than most. So this next question is, what is the Navy's official name for Top Gun? And I kind of mentioned it when I talked about how in the beginning of the movie you have words pop up, but the official name for Top Gun is Fighter Weapons School. And again, you see it in the beginning of the movie, but it's also common knowledge for sailors. The next one is, and this one is, again, detailed in the movie, but this one means a lot to my dad because he said that this is what made him want to join the Navy. The next question is, what was the slogan on the recruiting poster when they were in the shower area? And the answer to that is, it's not just a job, it's an adventure. And that is what made my dad want to join the Navy. The next question is more for the movie. You know, it's what's Meg Ryan's character's name? And Meg Ryan plays Goose's wife. And in the movie, her name is Carol. So spoiler alert, her name is Carol. His last question is, how many arresting wires do most aircraft carriers have for the pilot to catch the tail hook on during landing? And you see this in the movie, it's very detailed. It's crazy like how these wires catch the tail hook. And this is what I was talking, it kind of goes with like the first question he asked where, with what I said, like, this is what catches the plane on the aircraft carrier and what, you know, helps it land safely and what helps it kind of not take off too much on while it's still driving on the aircraft carrier. But the answer to that is 4. And that one is more for the Navy or the sailors. It's more sailor knowledge than it is in my... Unless, like... you've actually been on an aircraft carrier and actually been able to see this, but there is that. It has 4 wires to help catch the planes when they land on the aircraft carrier. And again, these questions were just, they were amazing. You know, like I said, you had questions for the movie fan, you had questions for sailors, you had questions for both, and they're awesome. The last time my dad and I talked about questions like this, we talked about the movie Tombstone, and I'm hoping to get it. I want to see how many of those I can get right, because that's one of my top 10 favorite movies, and it means a lot to me. I have a tattoo in regards to it. Give me 1 second. I think I'm being called. Okay, well, that was a little terrifying. Maybe there's ghosts in my house. But, yeah, like I said, this movie is just really great. I like I said, I love that my parents love it. It has a lot of memorable quotes. Excuse me. Like, one of the big ones that means a lot to fans is "Talk to me, Goose," because, well, I'm not going to spoil the movie, but it means a lot to the fans of the movie. One of my favorite quotes, and this might seem a little, I don't want to say girly, because it just sounds messed up, but it might, because, I don't know, it's just odd for a guy to like, I guess. But when Goose and his wife, like, come together, you see how much fun their relationship is, you know, and there's a part where it's Goose, his wife, his son, and then it's Maverick, and it's Charlie, and they're all kind of just hanging out at this restaurant. Goose is playing the piano with his son sitting on top, and they're singing "Great Balls of Fire," you know, and it's "You Shake My Nerve and You Rat on My Tail," and they're just jamming out while Maverick is sitting down with Charlie and with Carol. And then Carol starts kind of embarrassing Maverick, so Maverick's like, "All right, I'm gonna go see Goose." So he walks away, and then Carol's talking to Charlie like, "Hey, like, you know, you better count your blessings, because Maverick, you know, he's usually messing around with like so many girls, and you know, you're breaking a lot of hearts tonight." And Charlie's like, "What are you talking about?" She's like, "Well, like, there's a lot of girls that have tried to go after Maverick, but he's here with you instead, so count your blessings, you know." And Charlie feels really special about it. And then there's the quote. This is the quote that happens, and I really like it. So Carol yells out to Goose. She's like, "Goose, you big stud." And Goose is like, "That's me, honey." And they have like a deep southern accent as they're saying this. And she goes, "Take me to bed or lose me forever." And he goes, "Oh, show me the way, honey." And then Carol and Charlie get up from the table and they go to the piano. And then all four of them, plus Goose and Carol's son, are, you know, just jamming out to the song "Great Balls of Fire." It's really cool. Well, it's really nice to see. And at the end of this movie, Maverick tells his, I don't want to say officer, his captain, I guess. I hope I got that right. "Dad, I'm sorry if that disappoints you." But he's talking to his captain about how he wants to be an instructor at Top Gun. And that's what's going to happen in this next movie. This next movie has been pushed back so many times, and it has, like, not upset, but it's just, like, kind of saddened. Maybe not saddened. Maybe saddened's the wrong word. But it's just been, like, a mess. Like, it sucked, because it was supposed to come out a while back. I'm trying to see if they have, like, all the dates. I'm not able to find it. Oh, okay. So it was supposed to be released on July 12th, 2019. And like I said, as everybody knows, that's when COVID struck America, and we got hurt. Oh, actually, no. Hold on. It was supposed to be released on July 12, 2019. It would have been released 1 week after Spider-Man Far From Home, and 1 week before The Lion King. Its release date was pushed back to June 26, 2020. Okay. Okay, so 2020. And then on April 2nd, 2020, Paramount announced it would postpone the film by 6 months due to COVID to December 23rd, 2020. So everybody was like, okay, like, that's fine. And then in September of 2020, the film was delayed to July 2nd, 2021. So everybody was like, okay, like, that's cool because of the pandemic. And then on April 9th, 2021, Paramount delayed the film once again to November 19th, 2021. So it's been, like, its release date has been pushed back, like, 4 times. But, you know, November 19th, 2021, my dad's excited, I'm excited, I really cannot wait to see this, especially because Miles Teller is in it, and I enjoy his acting. What's cool about it is, like I said earlier, Miles Teller plays Goose's son, and if I didn't say that, then, you know, spoiler alert, that's what happens, but it's just really good. And this movie, like I said, it's just a big thrill ride. Like, it's so much fun to watch and quote. One of the other big quotes that my dad quotes all the time is, and it's in the scene, well, it's about to happen right now, but in the scene that I'm watching, if you can hear, like, all the whooshing, that's them flying the planes through the air, but they end up passing their first test, if you will, gaining their first point, and they're about to fly past a tower, and Goose is telling Maverick, like, hey man, let's not do this, but Maverick does it anyways, and he calls the tower. What does he say? Like, he's requesting a flyby, I think that's what it's called. Hold on, let me see if it's in the quotes on IMDb. Okay, so yeah. So he goes, Tower, this is Ghost Rider requesting a flyby. And then the air boss, Johnson, who's up in the tower, says, negative, Ghost Rider, the pattern is full. And that's something that is said around this house a lot. It's something that I like to quote, especially the last part where it's like, negative, Ghost Rider, the pattern is full. But he flies by anyways, making the air boss spill coffee all over himself. Another big quote is when they find out that Iceman... And, oh man, I forgot his name. Iceman and... Who was his... Iceman and Slider. When Iceman and Slider... They find out that Iceman and Slider, like, gained an extra point or another point. Maverick goes, I feel the need. And then him and Goose together say, the need for speed. And then they, like... clap hands, or they high five, and it's just epic, and it's just a really good movie. There's a big random scene of them playing volleyball against Iceman and Slider, which is funny, but it's just a really good movie for everybody, so it's a big suggestion. Yeah, just check it out, you know, and let me know if you like it, you know. I'm on Instagram, Coffee with a Side of Artie. Share me with your friends, especially if they're movie lovers and they're looking for something new to watch. You know, granted, this movie is old, but I know a lot of people who... Well, I've met some people who have never seen it before. You know, but... Yeah, I'd let them know. And if they want more suggestions, I have... past episodes where I talk about other movies, and I'm gonna have more episodes where I talk about movies. It's gonna be about, there's gonna be, or there's stuff about music too on my podcast, you know. If you hit the link at the bottom of my episode, you know, you can support me a little bit. I can get better, or some better equipment for my podcast. That would be great, and you will get personal shout outs. And you'll get more. I'll end up interviewing you, hopefully, and I'm hoping to do it soon. I'm going to try to start interviewing people in San Antonio, down by the River Center, if I can, but not yet. But yeah, let tell your friends, tell somebody, just one person. That's fine with me, as long as it gets out there, because I like sharing stuff with people. I just really do. It's a lot of fun. And then seeing their reactions to how amazing the stuff that I share with them is awesome. Which, again, is why I'm surprised that this movie has such a low rating on Rotten Tomato, because it's such an original idea. It's got a really good cast, and it has, again, something for everybody. So, you know, on that note, I'm going to probably end it here. You know, so a little bit of a cheers. Thank you for listening. Like I said, give me a follow. Coffee with a Side of Artie on Instagram. Hashtag Coffee with a Side of Artie if you're looking for me. And then Coffee with Artie on Twitter. All right? Have a good morning. Bye.